This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Guys, I finally made it to New York City!
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to TJCMortgage.com. TJC Mortgage, you talk, those guys will always listen. Matt Lauer back in the news.
Oh no.
Can't be good.
He's been in anonymity for a while.
After 20 years of marriage, Matt Lauer and his estranged wife, Annette Roque, are on the brink of a divorce. An insider tells People magazine.
What happened?
She's real touchy.
According to a source, the damage in this marriage can't be fixed, end quote. Now, the longtime Today host, 60, was fired from NBC last November for alleged inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. Roque, 51, once filed for divorce for Lauer back in 2006, citing cruel and inhumane behavior. She withdrew the petition 3 weeks later, so they've obviously had their problems before. But now it looks like they are estimating his earnings over his NBC career to be over $100 million.
He didn't do too bad.
No, he was doing well.
For the last few years, New York Daily News reported his salary at $25 million. Now the couple own a Hamptons mansion where she currently lives with their three children.
Good call by her.
They bought it from Richard Gere in 2016 for $36.5 million.
Hope they wash the sheets.
They also own a nearby Sag Harbor home that's currently on the market for $12.75 million, and the New York City townhouse that's on the market for $7.35 million. But they're saying this divorce could cost him
$60
million. Well, yeah, at least $50 or $60 million.
Not the worst we've seen. I mean, you don't want to spend $60 million. And the other part of that story is it'd be one thing if you spent $60 million and you still had earning potential. His earning potential has greatly declined.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's not working right now, and he was making, what, $25 million? Is that what you said at NBC?
Where the temperature is on that topic, I just think he's an untouchable.
And Dunaway, where is he going to go that's going to get $25 million now?
Yeah, but let me ask you.
Well, you're leaving CBS. You think they'd give him your spot?
It could. It's open. Matt Lauer at CBS 42 next to Sherry Jackson Thursday night.
Where's your last day?
A week from today.
A week from today is your last day at 42.
Yeah. How quick before a suit would be filed, though?
Oh, I think he's learned his lesson. I mean,
could you imagine? I'm Sherry Jackson. I'm joined by Matt Lauer.
Yeah. Today,
Sherry,
I'm today.
You sure do look cute.
Matt.
What's up, sweet geeks?
We've got a man facing charges after taking, quote, upskirt photos of unsuspecting women inside of an Oklahoma City Walmart.
What kind of idiot?
Typically not the best-looking crowd either, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Matt Lauer wasn't there, right?
No. According to a police report, a protection officer told police that several customers had complained that a man was taking pictures of unsuspecting women's dresses. Now, security guard also reported seeing Kevin Bierig, 44, positioning his cell phone under the women's dresses, according to the report. When officers confronted Bierig, he told police that he did not have permission to look in his phone. They said he was upset about that. He claimed that his attorney told him it's perfectly legal for him to do this in a public place.
Oh, yeah.
He's a bad attorney.
There's quick question, counsel.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Rockstar?
Quick question, counsel. Like, hypothetically, if I were to... Oh, it's totally legal. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. There technically is no law that says I can't have my cell phone out shooting an upskirt.
Sometimes just the headline of the story makes it for me. This one, naked man blames nudity on snake bites.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you got to find out where the snake is.
More skin out there.
Snakes in his pants. That's how a Greenwood man explained to police why he was running naked down the street on Saturday.
It's a great song, Snake in My Pants.
Norman Whiteman, 56, was arrested Saturday, charged with indecent exposure.
Sounds like something Dwight Yoakam would have said.
It sounded really creepy when he said it, though.
Police officer found a man running naked at about 4:20 a.m. The man told officers he had been looking for snakes earlier, and there were snakes in his pants. Problem is, I don't think the snake's out at night.
Really? You don't have night snakes?
I think snakes are more out during the day because they like
the sun on the rock. Yeah, kind of like the Missouri fans.
So they don't move at night?
I don't think so.
Snakes sleep at night?
Like, I run beside a creek, a little snaky-looking creek.
I think you're fine at night.
Across from Sanford, and I was thinking when I was running yesterday that at night would I swim through that.
Like if you were being chased or to be attacked,
right,
would you swim through that creek?
Like if I had to get out of Sanford.
I mean, yeah, if you had to, you probably wouldn't want to.
Ugh.
Probably not the best decision in the world. Anyway, the man appeared to be under the influence of drugs, but he denied taking any drugs or alcohol. I'm going to say he probably was.
Or he could be crazy.
Could be crazy.
Mother and son were arrested on Mother's Day after an argument over alcohol turned violent. Deputy was called to a home Sunday evening and arrested 27-year-old Seth Bryant and his 54-year-old mother, Judy Bryant. We are going to get to Lucas Glover in a little bit, right?
Yeah, that story should come up. We're at a golf course.
It fits in right here.
It's a big golf story. Now,
according to an arrest report, Seth Bryant and his father got into an argument when Seth demanded to be allowed to have more alcohol. Never good to be cut off when you're 27, right?
Yeah. Not by dad.
Now, the father told deputies their argument turned physical when Seth put his fist against his face and pushed him with it. When Seth was arrested, deputies say Judy Bryant shoved her husband against the counter and asked, quote, how's this for domestic violence?
How do you like this?
Does this register?
Eventually arrested.
How do you like them apples?
Organizers of an all-you-can-eat pizza festival have apologized. Guess why?
Why?
They apparently ran out of pizza.
Literally, it was all you could eat.
Customers
you ate every bit of it.
Had to wait in line for up to an hour to get a single slice of pizza after an oven broke at the Notting Hill Pizza Festival on Saturday.
They need to go to the Malzahn's.
Guests were promised the opportunity to sample unlimited amounts of pizza by organizers. Now, the high-end luxury lifestyle brand blamed overzealous appetites as well as the broken oven for the slow service. Firm said, despite the best efforts of our team preparing the pizzas in the smaller ovens, the flow of pizzas was slower than intended.
Now, you know how much I love my food, right? That's well known on this show. You would think I would be all about the all-you-can-eat, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Not a big all-you-can-eat guy.
Me either.
Yeah, and here's why.
I bet you were in college, though.
Oh, yeah, college. We didn't have any money, yeah. But we didn't have a whole lot of all-you-can-eat at Jack State. There was one place called Village Inn, and it was so dang expensive, man, for a college kid. You couldn't eat there. I mean, you know, we didn't all come from...
What about was it Cockies or Struts?
It's Struts.
Struts.
I know somebody used to be a server at Struts.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's a big-time joint right there now. I like Struts, but it wasn't there when I was at school. We had to go to Jefferson's. But the thing I assume with all you can eat is I'm not getting quality, I'm just getting quantity. And I prefer quality.
American Airlines has revised its guidelines for comfort animals on flights. Now, those who want to bring such an animal on board now have to file paperwork 48 hours before a flight, and there are new restrictions on which type of animals are permitted. Now, is this because the girl had to flush her hamster, Rockstar?
Well, the one lady tried to bring a peacock. Because people are just bringing different animals now. It's just getting absurd. It's no longer a dog.
Game.
It's a peacock.
Yeah,
now,
a
emotional
comfort pig and stuff
support
like that.
Animals provide comfort to those suffering from emotional or psychological conditions such as anxiety, depression, and panic attacks. They're typically allowed to fly on planes for free if they meet certain requirements. Now, the use of such animals on flights has ballooned in recent years. American Airlines said between 2016 and 2017, the number of customers transporting service or support animals aboard their planes rose by more than 40%.
Like, if it's not a dog, or if you're an evil character in a movie, maybe you can bring a hairless cat on.
Just sit in your lap so you can stroke it?
Yeah, or a white cat and just stroke it. But other than that, there's no way a peacock is a comfort animal.
Okay, additionally, American Airlines now says that some animals are off limits entirely because they pose a safety or public health risk.
Yeah.
These include not only insects, goats, and hedgehogs, but also ferrets, spiders, and non-household birds like chickens and hawks.
Yeah, I'm not sitting next to the guy who's a comfort ferret.
Unclean animals or animals with an odor are banned as well. Miniature horses, meanwhile.
Looks like my ex-wife can't go.
You guys have heard me do the peacock imitation, which, backed up by video, was accurate. Those things are loud.
Yeah, they are loud.
Yeah.
The great John Parker Wilson, by the way.
Friday guest on the show. Yep.
Finally, the former manager of California Chipotle Mexican Grill, who was accused of stealing more than $600, was awarded nearly $8 million for wrongful termination.
You know that doesn't really add up if you think about
it. Really.
Think about these numbers.
I can't figure this math out.
How long would
it
have to work?
Ortiz was accused in 2015 of stealing $626 in cash from a safe at the Fresno restaurant.
All right.
Ortiz's boss claims the theft was caught on camera.
Right.
But she was never shown the video because her bosses told her the evidence had been destroyed. Ortiz filed a wrongful termination suit after she was let go. California jury has ordered the restaurant to pay Ortiz $7.97 million in damages.
Ooh.
I don't know if this is going to hold up.
It's a lot of damages, but, if there's a video, how'd it get destroyed?
I'd like a second opinion on this one.
I don't. What happened to the tape?
Yeah, I'd like a second opinion.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to get that much money, though.
No.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.